For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Matt Jones will jump center for Mountain Home to start this game off. It will be Chris Moore trying to win the tip for West Memphis. We're about ready to get underway here. Ball is up in the air. The tip is won by Mountain Home. They are moving right to left in this first half. Gilbert will walk the ball across the timeline. Throws over to Peters on the right wing. Dribbles up towards the top, gives it there to Cruz. Cruz will give it to Gilbert on the right side. He'll take the screen from Cruz. Now he's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound is controlled by Terry Burgess. Back quickly comes West Memphis. And going down towards the lane is Kevin Page. And he's going to draw a blocking foul called on Wyatt Gilbert. That's his first personal foul, team foul number one. Against Mountain Home. So West Memphis will inbound it on the baseline. We are 23 seconds into this contest. Ball goes up to Page. They're over at the right elbow to Moore. He's going to put up the jumper in and out. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Luke Cruz. And back comes Mountain Home. Talon Benton into the front court for the Bombers. He has it on the left wing. Throws up top to Jones. Over to Peters on the right side. Peters takes a screen from Jones. Now goes down into lane. Loses his footing. It's called for travel. First turnover of the night against the Bombers. West Memphis gets it back. No score as of yet. Page across the timeline for the Blue Devils. Throws it. Ball goes down in the left corner with Brewer. His three-pointer will not go, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. Lower minute into this contest. No score as of yet. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court for the Bombers. Throws to Cruz near the left elbow. Now gives it back to Gilbert. He has it on the wing. Up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the right side. Now throws it up top to Cruz. To Jones at the right elbow. He's going to put up the jumper. Good! Matt Jones gives Mountain Home the first lead of the night. 6.5 minutes left of the first quarter. 2-0 Bombers leading it. Page across the timeline for West Memphis. Throws it over on the left side to Brewer. Now gives it down in the corner to Burgess. Now back to Brewer. Down the paint to Moore. He's going to put the layup. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Chris Moore will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 6:12 left of the first quarter. Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home. So Chris Moore at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play. Free throw is up and good. First lead change of the night as West Memphis leads 3-2. Gilbert is being trapped in the backcourt. Now gives it to Benton. Now back to Gilbert. Still got to get across the timeline. Gilbert will get it across. Now try to throw it to Peters. Pass was well over his head and stolen by West Memphis. Second turnover of the night against Mountain Home. And back the other way. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Blue Devils. Mountain Home will get it back with 5:53 left of the first quarter. That's the first turnover of the night against the Blue Devils. Gilbert takes an inbound pass from Benton. We'll walk it across the timeline. Kind of backing off on the press now with Memphis is and going with a half-court man-to-man. Benton throws over to Gilbert on the left wing. Up top it goes to Cruz. Over to Benton on the right side. He dribbles up to the top. Over to Gilbert on the left wing. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one will go. Wyatt Gilbert with his first 3 points of the night. Second lead change of the night as Mountain Home was up 5-3 with 5:26 left of the first quarter. Page into the front court for the Blue Devils. Dribbles toward the left elbow. Now is going down into the lane, going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Kevin Page with his first 2 points of the night, first tie of the evening. Mountain Home and West Memphis knotted up at 5 with 5:10 left of this opening period. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to Jones on the right side. Up top it goes to Benton. Now over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to try for another three-pointer on the wing. This one will not go, and the rebound's controlled by Moore. He's quickly back the other way for West Memphis, going into the lane and finding Brewer all by his lonesome for the easy layup. Good. Third lead change of the night. Ball goes to Benton, and now into the front court to Peters on the left wing. Now up top to Gilbert. West Memphis leads 7-5. With over 4.5 minutes left. Ball goes cross court to Matt Jones in the right wing. He tried to give it down to Cruz on a low block. Ball was knocked away and stolen by Chris Moore. He's quickly back the other way. Third turnover against Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Brewer. He's going down into lane. Now gives it there to Macklin, who tries a reverse layup. No good. Offensive rebound for West Memphis. There is Brewer going up with the layup. Good. Corliss Brewer with 4 points on the night. 9-5. Blue Devils leading it. 4:05 left to play in the first quarter. Gilbert's was about to be trapped in the backcourt. Now ball goes over to Cruz in the front court. Now to Jones. He tries to give it to Peters. Ball was knocked away. Goes outbounds. Last touch by West Memphis. Mountain Home will inbound it on the baseline with 3:54 left of the opening period. It is a four-point West Memphis lead. Benton will trigger the inbound pass under the basket. Gets into Jones, who does the reverse layup. Good. Matt Jones with 4 points. 9-7, West Memphis leading it. 3:46 left of the first quarter. Page across the timeline for the Blue Devils. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Ball goes over on the right side to Macklin. Now back to Page. Now to Brewer in the left corner. Back up top to Page. Over to Macklin. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. 2-point West Memphis lead. 3:14 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes up top to Gilbert. He drills to the left side. Now gives up top to Cruz. He's going to try for the three. His three will not go. And Matt Jones gets the offensive rebound near the free throw line. Now throws up top to Benton. Now over to Gilbert on the left side. Mountain Home sets back up. Gilbert will dribble down to the left corner. Now goes back out to the wing. Throws up top to Jones. Jones will give it to Peters on the right side. Peters going into the lane, and he's going to be fouled well before his layup attempt with 2:45 left the first quarter. Jamal Macklin picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against West Memphis. He's going to take a seat as he's replaced by Deion Williams, a 5'10 junior. Benton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline, gives it into Jones, who goes up for the layup on the low block, no good, and the rebound's controlled by West Memphis. Williams into the front court, throws it up top to Burgess. Now back over to Williams, down to Moore in the right corner, and he's going to be called for the travel. Second turnover of the night against West Memphis. With 2:31 left of the first quarter, Mountain Home gets the ball back with a chance to either tie it or take the lead back on this possession. 9-7, Blue Devils leading it. Gilbert across the timeline, dribbles to the left wing, throws it up top to Peters. Now Peters will give it to Benton on the left wing. Almost has knocked away from him, but he's able to secure it. Now gives it to Cruz. Cruz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Will not go. Ball's knocked around, and finally a rebound controlled by Terry Burgess. They almost turned over the backcourt, but here's Page going into the lane, going up for the layup. And it goes, okay, Kevin Page with the layup. Good. 11-7. West Memphis leading it with 1:53 left of this opening period. Hunter Bashirs will check in for Mountain Home for the next available time. And West Memphis will bring in a sub at that point, too. Looks like it'll be Mark Robinson. Here's Cruz with it, now throwing it up to Jones. Now over on the right side, it goes to Benton. He gives it to Jones on the low block, going up for the layup. Shot was blocked, but he's also going to draw contact with 1:34 left, and Matt Jones at the free throw line for the first time for Mountain Home this evening. That foul is on Terry Burgess, his first personal foul, team foul number two against West Memphis. So Matt Jones with the two-shot opportunity. He has 4 points so far this evening. First free throw is up. No good. Hunter Bashirs will check in, replacing Colton Peters, and Mark Robinson will come in for Terry Burgess. Also for Mountain Home, Dawson Tabor coming in for Luke Cruz. Tabor, a 6'3 sophomore. Bashirs, a 6'foot senior. And Mark Robinson, a 6'4 senior for West Memphis. Matt Jones' second shot is up and good. He gets one of two. He now has 5 points. 11-8, West Memphis leading it with lower men and a half left of the first quarter. Moore will walk the ball into the front court for the Blue Devils. Throws over on the right side to Williams. Back up top to Moore. Moore drills to the right wing. Gives it up top to Williams. Williams is going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Talon Benton. And back come the Bombers. Benton quickly into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Now is going to pull up and run the offense. He'll take the screen from Taylor. Throws up top to Jones. Over to Bashirs on the right side. Bashirs will dribble down, going up for the layup. Off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Hunter Bashirs with his first 2 points of the night. 11-10, West Memphis leading it with 50 seconds left of the first quarter. Page across the timeline for the Blue Devils. West Memphis may hold for the last shot of the period. Page just dribbling very near the half-court stripe. 35 seconds left. Page still dribbling. No one's going out there on him. Down to 20. Now ball goes over to Brewer on the left wing. Up top to Williams. Over to Page on the right side. Cross court to Brewer. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer in the left corner. No good. Rebound controlled by Hunter Bashirs. 10 seconds left. He will give it to Benton in the front court. 6 seconds. Benton still has it on the left wing. 4 seconds. Benton will give it to Bashirs. He's going to put up the layup off the glass and in. And now Tom is going to end the quarter with the lead. Fourth lead change of the night as Mount Sonoma will have a one-point lead at the end of the first 8 minutes of the game. Our score, Mountain Home leading West Memphis 11-12. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.